KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
It's the biggest night in Hollywood, and potentially a huge night for Philadelphia. The Academy Awards are on Sunday, and there are three actors from our area up for major awards. Colman Domingo, born in West Philly, is nominated for Best Actor for Rustin, where he plays civil rights leader Bayard Rustin, who was born in Westchester, by the way. Davine Joy Randolph is up for Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. And some guy from Abington is nominated for playing some composer. I think the actor's name is Bradley something or other. Yeah, that guy. And Quinta Brunson just won an Emmy for Abbott Elementary. It makes you wonder, is there some sort of Philly to Hollywood pipeline forming? Take it from a local theater girl. As both a fan and a performer, I can tell you Philadelphia is a prime place to get started as an actor. We're close enough for a day trip to audition in New York, but cheaper than living in New York, and there's a big regional theater scene here. Colman Domingo and Davine Joy Randolph, both Temple grads, started on stage before they rose to stardom on the silver screen.
Philly is very much part of Colman. And, you know, if you want to challenge him, he'll let you know, listen, I'm from Philly. You can go out and try me if you want.
Davine and Colman, who are so uniquely themselves, the fact that they can be so much themselves and make it to such high heights is really, really inspiring.
This is The Johncast, a podcast about interesting and unexpected stories from Philadelphia. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Sabrina Boyd-Circa, and in this special Oscars edition, we find out how Philadelphia shaped two of this year's nominees, and what it means for them to be representing our city at the 2024 Academy Awards. Once you start looking, it's not too hard to find people in Philadelphia who have crossed paths in some way with Colman Domingo. One of our longtime reporters at KYW even went to college with him. Colman actually studied journalism at Temple. But before that, he grew up in West Philly and went to Overbrook High School. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer from an interview they did with him last summer, Colman was nicknamed JJ for his middle name, Jason. They describe young JJ as a shy, skinny kid hanging on the steps of his family's red brick row house off 52nd and Chancellor Streets. After college, Colman moved to San Francisco, where he started performing in theater, and eventually that brought him to film and TV. He's played several roles on Broadway and London's West End. You may have seen him on screen in Selma, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Euphoria, The Color Purple, and of course, his Oscar nomination, Rustin, about a civil rights leader, Bayard Rustin, who worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr. and planned the 1963 March on Washington, but was left out of the history books because he was an openly gay Black man. Through all of these roles, Colman has always kept Philadelphia close to heart. Last summer, he made a documentary series called You Are Here on AMC about all the cities that shaped his life. Philadelphia was episode 2. He comes back home pretty regularly, sometimes just to visit and sometimes to put on a show.
I've had the great fortune of working with Colman in possibly every category you can name. As a producer, I've worked with him as a director. As a writer, I've worked with him as an actor.
Zach Berkman is the producing artistic director at People's Light Theater in Malvern, about 30 miles outside of Philly.
I've been at People's Light since 2011. I've been the producing artistic director for exactly 2 years.
Oh, wow. Happy
anniversary.
Yeah,
March 1st, 2 years ago. Thank you. I knew Colman before he was having lunches with Oprah, and then as he was having lunches with Oprah. He's also someone who I've known and worked with since my days producing theater in New York. He and I started working together, I think, in 2007. What is remarkable about Colman is he is a full contact, full body human in whatever space he is in. You are getting 500% of him at any moment. And his belief in art, his belief in theater and belief in storytelling is so contagious. Everyone in the room around him is like, yes, I'm so glad I'm in this world at this moment doing this thing.
Colman was a part of People's Light's New Play Frontiers development program in 2013.
Colman Domingo was actually part of the first cohort of six writers to participate in this program. The primary goal has been to bring established, terrific writers and theater makers from around the country to the Chester County area, expose them and embed them with the wide diversity of communities and community partners that we have in the area, and have the history and the heritage and the current concerns of those constituents inspire new work. Coleman was one of the people who got recommended by a number of folks, and I reached out to him about this program and said, a lot of people have recommended you. I think you'd be terrific. I know about your roots in the Philly area. Would this be of any interest? We met up and had a drink and conversation about it, and then we invited him to be part of that first cohort.
That launched a long-lasting relationship between Coleman and People's Light. Beyond the new Play Frontiers program, they've put on two plays that he wrote.
As Coleman was working on a piece for our new Play Frontiers program that was actually about the community of Phoenixville, it just happened to be that while he was here working on that play, he and I went to Mackenzie's in Malvern and happened to both share our mutual admiration, affection, connections to Nat King Cole. And Coleman at that moment sort of dreamed up the idea of creating a piece that was about Cole's sort of ill-fated NBC variety show, losing its national sponsors because of racism throughout the country. So what Coleman proposed to us was, what if we told the story sort of in a fever dream kind of way of what Nat King Cole really was thinking and his final airing of his variety show?
That play was called Lights Out, Nat King Cole, and was performed at People's Light in 2017. Now, Coleman is working on a movie musical about Nat King Cole that he wrote, and he's directing and starring in it. He also wrote a play called Dot, which is set in Philly, and directed it at People's Light in 2019.
It's a Philly story, and it's a family story with certain biographical elements to it, and really is, you know, a story about a matriarch who is experiencing dementia and her grown children who have come home for Christmas. But to me, the thing about Coleman's work, all of Coleman's work, no matter what the subject matter is, it's about love, the ways that love can transcend the most complicated and brutal situations.
One of the actors in Dot was Zahara, who usually goes by her first name or Z. She became good friends with Coleman through the process.
Coleman was brilliant with his writing. Like, one minute it was something serious we're talking about, and next minute we're making a joke, because that's how life is. Life mm-hmm. is not all serious, particularly in tragic moments. There are funny times. And that's what the play basically is about.
Did you stay in touch after? I mean, so many people, when I started poking around the theater community, people I know saying, hey, Coleman Domingo has connections here. Like, does anybody know him? Anybody know someone I could talk to? At least four different people said Zahara is the person to go to. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We definitely stay in touch. Philly is very much part of Coleman. His heart is here. His family is here. This is where he grew up. His parents who passed away, they were here. He really brags on Philly. He does not shy away from it. And, you know, if you want to challenge him, he'll let you know, listen, I'm from Philly. You can go on and try me if you want. Which is like, you know, all Philadelphians, like, you know, we're a pretty tough city. We're a city that you have to work hard, you have to survive. So he's very proud of being from Philadelphia. He's always talking about it. He comes in and out and visits sometimes, but he can't make the announcement that he's here.
Right.
But he does come in and out sometimes.
I was reading an article, an interview from a while back with Coleman, and I think he said something about Philly being an underdog city and that he loves that. And I find that very interesting because he's always been kind of the side character, right? And now, like, this is his moment, nominated for lead actor in this huge film. And I'm sure it's only going to grow from there.
Yeah, I totally agree with Coleman on that. Yeah, he's been an underdog. You know, one of his stories is that when he left Philadelphia, I think he went to San Francisco with a little bit of money in his pocket and, you know, stayed at a friend, slept on the couch, yada, yada, struggled really hard. And look where he's at now. And he's always, you know, he's considered himself an underdog. And this underdog now is nominated for an Academy Award. And I feel like City of Philadelphia is an underdog city. It is. But let me tell you something about underdogs. They always become top dogs. I'm a firm believer in that. I think Philadelphia is like a pit bull. Once it locks down, its jaws lock down on you. It's not going to release until it gets what it wants to get. And that's what I love about Coleman Domingo and Philadelphia.
Zach Berkman agrees. Coleman is a Philly guy through and through.
100%. No, I think he still sees himself very much as a Philly kid. And Coleman often sets his work in Philly. And whether it is directly autobiographical or tangentially autobiographical, I think he sees him very much as telling a Philly story.
How does it feel to see kind of how far he's come and see him be nominated for an Oscar and be like, I knew him when, and that People's Light was part of his journey, that you've been part of his journey? Like, what are you thinking going into this weekend?
I am so thrilled for Coleman. There is not a nicer human being and someone who is more passionate and compassionate about the art that he's making. So every opportunity he's getting to be elevated and cheered, I'm you know, standing in my living room for him.
He does so many things. He seems like just such an artist at heart in all forms that he can do it, right?
Yes, yes. And maybe because it all happened for him later in life, it doesn't feel like he's changing at all. You know, I've met a number of people who hit stardom younger, and it's a lot more difficult for them to navigate. But I think that Coleman has really, really not only earned this, but has understood how this can create an opportunity for him to tell some stories that otherwise wouldn't get told. And so he's seeing this as an opportunity that's not just for him, but for a number of people. And I just think that's outstanding.
I'm so proud of Coleman. He's a brilliant human being. He's loving, he's kind, he loves to joke and laugh a lot. He has an energy that lights up a room. And that's the real Coleman Domingo. What you see is what you get. He doesn't put on airs. And that's what I love about Coleman.
When we come back, we'll hear about how Davine Joy Randolph, nominee for Best Supporting Actress, lit up the stage at Temple University.
She actually started as a voice major, started in the Boyer School, and walked in from Boyer across the street to an audition, and all the people in the audition were blown away.
There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. This new year, discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now, back to the Johncast. Davine Joy Randolph has swept the supporting actress category in all the awards leading up to the Oscars. The Golden Globes, SAG Awards, Critics' Choice. In The Holdovers, she plays the head cook at a prep school who stays there over Christmas break with Paul Giamatti's character and a couple of students, taking care of the kids and the professor, all while she's grieving the loss of her son from the Vietnam War. Of course, I and many other people first saw Davine as the snarky cop in Only Murders in the Building. But before all of that, Davine was a theater student at Temple University. She was born in Mount Airy and started out studying classical voice and opera at Temple, but she changed her concentration in her junior year. She performed in several shows at Temple before going on to grad school at the Yale School of Drama. KYW's Nigel Thompson spoke with Jason Lindner, the Associate Director of Marketing at Temple School of Theater, Film, and Media Arts, about Davine's time there and what this means to the school.
So, Jason, tell me, you know, when you first heard the news of Davine and Coleman being nominated for Oscars as Temple alums, especially Davine, who's an alum of this school, you know, what was your reaction?
Oh, well, I mean, it's extremely exciting, and I'm impressed on everyone. You know, it's possibly one of the biggest things to happen to the school. You know, there have been a lot of wonderful alums who've gone on to wonderful things, including Davine, who was nominated for a Tony, who's also been in several movies and on television. So it wasn't exactly, you know, complete surprise out of nowhere. We knew that we'd heard rumblings. There'd been rumblings, and maybe you saw in the press and Variety and various things where they said, oh, this looks like a possible Oscar nomination. And then she was nominated for Golden Globe, and then she was nominated for People's Choice. So we sort of had our fingers crossed the whole time to see what would happen. And so we were super excited. We've had alums win and been nominated for Academy Awards before in various categories, but this is really special.
You said it before of like this being like quite possibly one of the biggest moments for the school. Dive into that more for me. Like, why is it so important that these two alums are nominated on this level?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Obviously, there's a lot of wonderful things you can do as a performer, but some of the biggest stages you see yourself on, going to Broadway or be, you know, on the stage saying, you know, I'd like to thank the Academy, whatever it would be, like that can be your dream from being a, you know, a little child. Particularly these folks, Devine and Coleman, who are so uniquely themselves and so authentic with their voice, the fact that they can be so much themselves and make it to such high heights is really, really inspiring. I think for all of our students who come in just thinking like, where's my voice fit? Where do I come from? And we've had visitors and guests. We've had, you know, pretty high level entertainment personalities. We had Bryan Cranston come and a couple of other folks, Edie Falco. And one universal thing that they all say is, and this is something that our professors also push throughout, is, you know, be yourself, be true to yourself, be true to your voice. Don't try and be somebody else. And it really feels like, particularly for these two folks who, you know, came out of our programs, that was a key to their success, that they were always authentically themselves and speaking from, you know, from their own experience and from their internal life and never trying to be or do something that didn't agree with that.
I feel like Devine's the favorite to get this because she's won the other awards. What has it been like for you to see that sort of journey this season?
Yeah, it's been incredible. It's just sort of been award after award, piece after piece in the New York Times and all sorts of other, in Variety, all sorts of amazing publications, just throwing that out there. I hope she wins. I mean, we're all pulling for her, and she seems to be a favorite. I don't want to jinx anything. But it has been a real journey. We've been trying to push as hard as we can on all of our social medias to tell the world that we're so proud of her work and that work that she did here at Temple and how she came from here and from Philly area. And it's been really, really great and really a real, as I say, inspiring bit for our students as well.
Jason, I mean, I have to imagine in promoting this season, this week, you know, you've had a chance to maybe learn a little bit about like her time here. I don't know if it was before your time, but what can you tell me about, you know, Devine's time here at Temple?
Yeah, it was a little bit before my time, but I know from Professor Peter Reynolds, who's the head of our musical theater department, who worked with her when she was cast in Into the Woods, as well as Professor Doug Wager, who also worked with her on at least two pieces, Our Lady of 121st Street and Ma Rainey. That they just talk nonstop about just how hard she works and, you know, honing her natural talent. She actually started as a voice major, started in the Boyer School and transferred over, walked in from Boyer across the street to an audition. And all the people in the audition were blown away. And they just said, oh my gosh, where are you coming from? Because a lot of times, I mean, it is true that anyone can audition for any of our shows. But a lot of times, obviously, those roles are played by people who are currently in the theater department. That's just, you know, the way it goes. But when they saw this talented person come in from across the street, as it were, yeah, everyone was just blown away. And she was convinced as well that, you know, this is what she wanted to do, was to perform theatrically. So transferred over right away. So that was it's a really exciting story just from that as well, that perspective as well.
You know, is there anything, I mean, I know you guys have a watch party on Sunday. Is there anything else like maybe beyond, you know, say she wins or say, I mean, fingers crossed, but, you know, any other plans, celebrations, things to bring the students involved, things of that nature to sort of recognize this moment, this special moment?
She's being inducted into our Gallery of Success. That's like a Temple-wide honor. And so the ceremony, I believe it's April the 5th, though I don't think she'll be able to be here, but she is preparing a statement that will be recorded, and then we'll present her, she'll be presented with the award.
I mean, in your role as you know, you're the director of marketing, you know, you direct the communications of the school, or of specifically the School of Film, Theater, Film, and Media Arts. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me, you know, how does this help you tell the story of the school?
I personally think of the folks that come and are successful here at Temple are kind of no nonsense, particularly, you know, there are various kinds of theater programs and various kinds of film programs. And what I feel like Temple's program, where I feel it succeeds the most, is for folks who are really willing to put their heads down and get work done. You know, we're an urban campus. We're a campus that works for folks that are able to, I hate to use grit, but it's always grit, perseverance conquers, et cetera. And I feel like she's a great example, a prime example of how just working, keeping your head down, getting the work done, doing what you need to do to be successful is really emblematic of the kind of student that does very well here in our program. And demonstrates what a great place it is, you know, a place where people can really find their voice and find themselves.
You know, seeing the story of Davine and Coleman, you know, what is the message to the students? You know, what can you take from their journeys and tell these students about what they can do?
I think the message is you can do anything. You can do pretty much anything you can set your mind to. And the training that we have here and the degree that you get from here can propel you anywhere, even to the highest, very, very highest high, which is, you know, I mean, Davine won a BAFTA, poised to win an Academy Award, crossing our fingers, Golden Globes, People's Choice Awards, you know, you name it. And it just demonstrates that there are no barriers, there are no boundaries. That if you work hard and you take your training seriously, and you can come out of here, out of Philadelphia, and go anywhere.
The Oscars will air Sunday night, March 10th at 7 p.m. on ABC. Temple is hosting a watch party where students and staff will be cheering on their fellow Owl. And I think all of Philly will be rooting for our hometown heroes, Davine Joy Randolph and Coleman Domingo. The Johncast is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. The podcast is made in Philadelphia by Tom Rickert, Brian Seltzer, Myron Kaplan, Holly Stevens, and me, Sabrina Boyd-Circa. Big thanks to Nigel Thompson for lending us his reporting for this. Thanks so much for listening. For more episodes of The Johncast, follow us on X and on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.